Yo, yo, Shahan, what's up?
Hey, Craig, how are you?
We're back at it again. Can you believe it, folks? It's another episode of Two Misfits and definitely a Carpenter. It was funny. I actually sent this out to a friend, and they said, I don't understand the title. Who's the Carpenter? And I was like, Jesus is the Carpenter. And, you know, and
it's about 80 an hour.
Yeah, he kind of comes in and helps us out. So if you guys are out there and you've been wondering who that guy is, that's the real deal. That's the Carpenter, and we're the two ding-dongs for sure. So yeah, welcome back. Sure. Here we are again. The crowd is in full effect. Oh, I appreciate you guys being here. So, you know, Sean and I, you know, we kind of got into a little argument. We got a little heated last week on our way out. We talked about some deep stuff. And,
there wasn't fist flying or anything like that.
We didn't punch each other, but we did. We got into a little, you know, and that's the nice, you know, iron and iron, you know, iron sharpens iron. And
it was almost literally.
So today I had to kick his ass before here. So he's a little beat up, but so we've had a wild and crazy week. Hope you guys are having a better one, but we've been up and down,
you know,
and over and
here's,
out.
Here's part of the thing. Craig and I have known each other for a while. You know, we have different little beliefs on certain things, but the main thing that we agree on, and again, it's part of the evolution, right? Part of the evolution of our faith and growing.
Yeah.
My views on the sacraments were not the same when I first, you know, became a Christian. My view of theology has changed. It's part of evolving, but the one thing that doesn't change, the constant, is Christ for you, is that Jesus, who he is, who he said he is, what he accomplished. Those things never change. But I think the biggest thing that Craig and I, and I know others out there, want to do is we want to worship God correctly, how he wants to be worshiped. And there's viewpoints all over the place. I think I read an article this week. It said something like, 76,000 denominations in the United States, or some crazy thing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh. And we always talk about unity, unity. Like, man, we're divided just like, you know, but it's on different beliefs.
And that's so hard for people out there. I know it's hard for us, but okay, guys, so, you know, you guys are doing this podcast. There's 70-some thousand different beliefs on the Bible, Scripture, different congregations, all this stuff. But you two yahoos think that you got it right. You know, and that's the thing. Isn't that religion, folks? I mean, everybody's belief is kind of the right on the money. And you know what? I'll tell you this. It's about the Bible. It's about searching the Scriptures. It's about reading the Scriptures. It's about learning from that. And I think that's where the basis of when you really put your beliefs and you put them up against, obviously, the Bible, that's where everything kind of should, in a sense, really kind of navigate you and help you. And granted, everybody's not going to have the same ideas, but the one thing that you have to be certain of, just like Sean said, is that Christ is the Son of God who died for your sins, who is your Lord and is your Savior. That's the crucial, crucial part. And all the other stuff they say is minor and majors. You know, there can be small things that we disagree upon. And Sean and I, even as good brothers for a long time, we disagree on some things. But at the end of the day, Christ is central in both of our lives. Correct, and that is the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's good, because I was going to come over and just swap you again. And, you know, it's embarrassing. You know, I'm an old man. You know, come on, you lift weights.
There we go. So how is it though that, I mean, here's a great question. And what we were actually going to talk a little bit about today was the evolution of your faith. But how is it that there's so many different viewpoints on so many different things when it comes to this?
Yeah. You know? I think that even when you read the New Testament and Paul's epistles, that there was a lot of false teaching going on, and he warned against that, but he was very specific on what the gospel was, the message. And, you know, he told Timothy, he says, you know, look, you're going to get hit with a lot of things, Tim, okay? You're going to have, you know, because of your age and because of who you are, whatever, but whatever happens, whatever you do, and he gave him a lot of different directions on what to do, right? but he says, whatever happens, never leave the message that was given to you, which is Christ for you. And I think, you know, I go to a church right now that the reason I go is because I hear the gospel every Sunday. Do I agree with my church on everything as far as their doctrine's concerned? No, I don't agree with how they view the sacraments. And that's something I'm wrestling with right now. But I do agree with their love for one another and for the world to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ who saves. So I think that the biggest thing I was having a problem with is trying to find that message that binds us all, which is Christ and the gospel, which is number one. We're going to disagree on some things, and that's why we have a lot of denominations. But when you know, I think we talked about searching for a church, what's the most important thing? And it is the gospel, because it's what saves us.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when we talk about, you know, me or Sean going to different churches, you know, we've had the question of, well, why don't you, I mean, don't you have a home church? Haven't you found a quote-unquote home? Isn't this the place that you want to be? And I guess when you've been around the block, I don't know, it's just, I feel like every church that I go into that preaches Christ is home. I feel like that's a group of people who do have similar beliefs in me because of Christ crucified for us. And when you go and you hear different people and you experience different things, to me, it's kind of, it's just personal preference. But no, there's not one place that I just solely go to. I like to kind of go around and see what other people are doing. Now, sometimes it's great to kind of go in and, you know, and just, and be challenged, you know, to come back out of that church and be like, wow, I never heard that before. I want to go home and study that. I want to go look into that. I want to see what that is, because we're supposed to be growing. You know, Christ talks about new and old wineskins, you know, and I think one thing I always tried to do in my life is I wanted to be a new wineskin. You know, they say old wineskins, as Christ said, you can't put anything new into them. They burst. And what that means is, like, you know, are you one of these people that when you're challenged, it's always, no, this is the way. It's not like that. It's like this. Like, I used to be like that. And I pride myself nowadays in not being that kind of person. Like, I want to hear what you have to say about that, and I want to go and put it towards the Bible and see what's in there and what's going on with it. So the evolution of our faith, I think some people can be maybe in a church for so long that they feel as if branching out or trying new things is not spiritual or not good for you, or you're quote-unquote falling away. I know I used to get a lot of that when I was in church. But I think it's all about growth. It's all about, you know, being a Berean, as we've talked about, which is a reference to Scripture as far as a people that really look intently into God's Word and, you know, continue to be sharpened. What's so cool, like, I don't go to Sean's church. Sean doesn't go to my church. But when we're here, we get to argue and have fun and sharpen each other on specific things mm-hmm. that maybe we're different in.
Yeah, I think it's really, you know, we should be growing. And part of evolving is getting more and more knowledge of Christ. I do think that, you know, our standard is the Bible, the Word. We line everything up against that because it's the truth. So, but what happens is, if we don't understand the Bible, we typically listen to the preacher or somebody that's telling us what those things are. I think my encouragement, or how I've grown a little bit, is actually saying, okay, well, you're telling me this, and I don't think anybody is saying something to try to throw people off. I think it's what they believe. That's where they went to seminary. It's what they said. But are we just taking that verbatim, or are we turning around saying, you know, I have the Holy Spirit in me, and my desire is to worship God the way He wants to be worshiped, and I want to know as much about Him as possible. And so am I going to take those things and go and check and see what's going on? And if I don't see that, am I going to sit down with somebody and say, look, I'm having problems with this? this, and here's totally. What I, and totally. And be able to have and really go to the Lord with those things and say, hey, it's still not sitting right with me. Okay. So really checking, that's part of growth. That's your responsibility as a Christian, is to not just go and sit and listen. It is. I mean, that's part of community as well. But, you know, your personal relationship, your relationship with God, you've been dubbed beloved, and to find out as much information. You know, I was telling this guy one time, I mean, do you really want to know Jesus? Do you really want to just get to the marrow of Jesus? Because I'm telling you right now, that's scary. That's a scary thing, man. This is a living God, and he's a radical God. Do we want to just stay on the outskirts of, oh, you know, this is great. Oh, well, God's good. And by the way, he is. But do you know what that is? What does that mean? I've read a lot of different things, some good, some bad. I've read the Bible. I've tried to be a good Berean. I'm learning. I'm growing. One of the frustrations that people have had with me is that, you know, you keep on changing, man. Keep changing. That's not what you believed last year. And I'm like, well, I'm growing. I'm growing too. You know, I mean, preachers are growing too. And it's not, the gospel hasn't changed for me, but things of part of my Christian life have. Well, so what do you mean, Shahan? Well, how I view the sacraments, how I view the history of the church, how I view certain things that, you know, one of the things I think in America and in the non-denominational world is that we don't put a lot of emphasis on the sacraments. They're just kind of, you know, well, you know, this is, well, we're being obedient. It's like, man, there's some power in those things. And God has them there for a reason, for his glory. But it's also for you. These are things he wants to do for you. And if we just kind of take people's word on it, I think we're really missing some things.
Yeah, you've been, that's been something that's been on your heart for
a while. I'm still wrestling with stuff.
Which is cool. I mean, we do. We get these topics that pop up. You know, and that's part of growth. Mm-hmm. We get different things, you know, whether it's sacraments, we went into baptism. There's different things, you know, speaking in the spirit or tongues, or there's so many different kind of things that pop up.
That separate the church. Yeah, that church.
Kind of jump us into different thoughts. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's the thing is, I recall a little while back, we had an episode on no pork. You remember that the gentleman? Yeah. And it's like, mm-hmm. I mean, here's a perfect example. Like, talking to another brother, he was adamant about me not cooking pork ribs at my barbecue that was at my house. And when we had started talking, you know, it came out that that was not biblical, and it was definitely not anything that a Christian should do. And so, again, like, from my heart is like, I don't think that in all of my time, I mean, this is an Old Testament thing, but I want to, you know, if I'm wrong in this, like, I want to find out, you know, I want to know what the heck.
Yeah.
So I want to go and look at scripture and see where this thing is at and read about it and see where the conflict is, or where's the argument here. Mm-hmm. Now, nothing against this gentleman, but I think if he had the same viewpoint that I want to go and look at this, and I want to go really find out if this is true or not, then he would have seen the same thing that I saw when I looked into it.
Right.
And I think that's the difference, folks, is when we're out there, like, we're evolving in our faith, it's not just, you want to be growing in these things, you know, you want to find out different questions about all this stuff so that we don't have 7,001 denominations when, again, we pop out another one and another one and another one because everybody wants to just do and feel whatever they want to do. And that's what happens is we get off of the path to God's word, and this over here feels a little bit better. So you know what? Let's start a church.
Right.
You know, let's start an organization, and let's claim this. And then we just get so wayward off the path.
Yeah. Again, the standard is the Bible. And I know there are disagreements on what certain things mean, and that's why we have some denominations. But I think as a follower of Christ, it's part of our obligation to really dig into scriptures and to really take a look and make sure, because our desire is to be able to worship God the way He wants to be worshiped. Do I think everybody, and there's probably nobody that has everything right, okay? But the one thing that is the constant is the gospel. And we have to have that right. That is what saves us.
Consistent. There's the majors, and a good friend
That's a good
and
idea.
pastor of mine, is one of my bestest friends, would always say, major in the majors, Craig, and minor in the minors. And at first I didn't understand, as but the longer I got in that it made more and more sense. Like, majors are the things that we really need to put all of our focus in on, and that's Jesus. That is what that is. That's the gospel. That's what we continue to talk about on this podcast constantly, is the rest and the total freedom that we have in Christ, and that this race has already been won. And when we get in the minors, we really get too, it's all the small things. What's heaven going to be like? Is my dog going to be there? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Sean, like, what if I did this? And like, we get into, if I don't speak in tongues, am I going to be right with God? If I take communion and I don't do this before communion, is this wrong? I mean, all these things we can kind of start really getting so crazy into that we put them into this minor category. Did Jonah really, get swallowed by a fish? I don't believe in that. Therefore, I don't believe in this and this and this. It's like, bro, like that's a minor. How about the major that the archaeological evidence that Jesus rose from the dead is astounding. Like, let's get into some majors. Like, I'm sorry that dinosaurs. Craig, what is your thing? What is your theology on dinosaurs? How do they live? When did they live? Do you really think that there was giants? Do you really think that there was Nephilim? Do you really think that there was these things? And it's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How can you believe in something when you don't know? Because that's a minor thing. That if you want to look into it, wonderful. But I'm basing everything on a carpenter from Nazareth, period.
I'm
I
all
mean,
in.
you know, and that's the thing is, I think sometimes we can get way too kind of down the road on that stuff.
I think so. I do believe it's important to really study some things. I just, let's put it this way. No matter how much respect you have for somebody that is teaching in a church, they're a sinner too. And to check those things and go back and learn. And if you're not real familiar with the passage, or you don't really understand it, there, we're at the age of information right now. We have more information out there and probably less knowledge than we ever had in the history of the world. But take advantage of really taking a look at what things say and why they said it, and what's the historical view of it, what's the historical church's view on it. I think we can get into a lot of specifics. I think, one thing that Craig and I probably might will do a little bit more in the future. This first year, we've kind of just done an overview of who we are, what we believe, where we came from, and really emphasize, that Christ's for you. And that alone is enough to have people pick up pitchforks and torches and want to kill us. But that's part of the territory, and it just is. This is not a popular message. You cannot sell it. It is freely given, not from us, but it's given from the God. It's His message. So I think the biggest thing we want to say is that we don't have all the answers. We have one answer. We want to be able to encourage people out there that are wrestling in their faith, that are trying to work out their sanctification and so forth, their salvation, that hey, you're not alone. And that's normal. That's a good thing to be able to wrestle with certain issues, and
But
that's a good thing.
we have one, I mean, we have one answer, but the problem is that people forget about that answer, including us, constantly. And the answer is the gospel. The answer is it is finished. So when you think about evolution, for me, my evolution was, I was born and raised in a in a good family that we went to Catholic church, and we went on Sundays every now and then, and it was, you know, your typical experience. I mean, nobody wanted to be there whatsoever, but you had to be there, you know. And then Craig, you know, fell in love for the first time and got his little heart squished, and I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know where else to go. I was a wreck. I was a young kid, and so I started going back to that Catholic church by myself and asked God to help me, you know. And then from there, it stemmed into I got involved in a very, very, very legalistic, cultish church where I learned everything about the Bible, and I was part of the God's starting five. I mean, I worked my little weary hands to the bone to try to be as sinless as I possibly could. And I mean, I didn't have sex. I didn't do anything. I didn't swear. I did everything that you could possibly do to try to gain God's favor. And you know what? My evolution was that only got me further and further and further away from Christ. Again, like I've talked about before, I didn't even have a reason for him. I didn't even understand why he came, because I just was dedicating my life to not sin. Well, that didn't last very long. And my evolution is I got spit out at the other end and met a guy named Sean. We met each other about the same time. And we finally, after so long, learned about this thing called grace and the gospel. And it was so freeing and so amazing and so wonderful that we couldn't help but not want to share it. But guess what? Whenever we shared it, we get chased out of a building. Whenever we shared it, you know what? I mean, nobody wants to be your friend anymore. Whenever you shared it, it was too good to be true, because it went against everything that all those people were striving to do. So here we are, evolving, trying to tell you guys, these few listeners, which we have a couple hundred now, which is awesome. We're trying to tell you that, you know, your evolution is all about the realization that it's finished. And when you can really feel that, you'll feel that freedom, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's there's something about being forgiven and knowing that you're forgiven and believing the promises of what he's accomplished for us on the cross and defeating sin once and for all. We are flesh and we are spirit, but we are saved and forgiven, and we're in like Flynn. And that does not make me want to do anything but serve and love my neighbor. And that is the fruit. The fruit is Christ, and it's his fruit. I don't have to check anybody else's fruit, but I can certainly point them to the tree of life, which is Christ. So, you know, this life is hard. Relationships are harder, but his grace abounds. And I know if you know, this has been a tough few years for everybody. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can see it. It's been tough financially, relationally, really tough. With some of the things happening politics-wise, there's families that aren't speaking anymore. You're being torn apart. Churches are divided a little bit. So it's been a tough few years. And I will tell you this, Christ is on the throne. God is on the throne, and he's not sweating it. He's for you. And everything's going to be just fine. There might be a lot of pain and tribulation and all those things that happen. But if God is for us, who can be against us? And I encourage everybody, take a deep breath. You'll find him in the scriptures. Be reminded. Be around people that you can remind each other of your identity in Christ. And that is part of being, of growing. That is the growth that we want to look at. And understand and accept his promises for you more and more every day. Amen. That is growth.
Amen. No, the evolution, guys, as you're out there this week, I think, as far as this little snippet is concerned, don't be afraid to continue your trek into more knowledge and different things, and if you feel it's stagnant where you're at, then check your heart and see where God's leading you. So we're going to cut it a little bit short today, as we're just wrapping up. But we appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we love you. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, right? You are loved. Peace out.